So I'm joined on the phone today by U.S. Senator Tina Smith. A day after the U.S. House passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package dubbed the American Rescue Plan. To recap, what sort of items are in this bill?
Well, thank you, Larissa. This is really historic legislation that is going to help Minnesota and the whole country recover from COVID. I know it's going to really get working families back on their feet. There's a lot in this bill, but let me just highlight three things. One is that it will include direct checks of $1,400 to millions of Minnesotans, and that's going to make a big difference for families that are trying to get back on their feet again. Also, it includes help to schools so that they can reopen safely. This is something that I hear so much about from Minnesotans who are worried about their kids, worried about getting them back in school, but wanting to make sure that it happens in a way that that works. And then the third thing I want to highlight quickly is that there is help to get vaccines into people's arms. And I'm proud of the work that I did to make sure in this legislation that nobody will be paying for those vaccines, regardless of whether what kind of insurance they have or even if they don't have insurance. There's lots more in the bill, but those are three things I wanted to focus on right away.
Right. And in addition to the stimulus checks, there is some changes to the earned income tax credit, as well as the dependent credits that you get.
Yes, that is exactly right. There is big help for families with children. There's a child tax credit that will make a huge difference to families. People estimate that this is going to help cut child poverty in this country and in Minnesota by half with this one change. There's also help for middle-class families who are struggling to afford child care. This is a huge issue in Minnesota, also and around the country, and my legislation to help shore up the child care system got included in this bill, and that'll help family daycare providers and centers and help families be able to afford child care, which is a big deal, right? Because so many women have left the workforce during COVID because they just didn't have a good place for their children.
Right, and many of the jobs, the layoffs, especially in hospitality and entertainment, a lot of those jobs are held by women too.
That is exactly right. And one of the other parts of this bill is help that goes directly to hospitality and restaurants and bars to help them hang on. You know, I believe that because of the tremendous success of this vaccine, that by the summertime, people are going to be much more back to normal. But we want to keep those, especially those local restaurants and bars that we all love so much. We want them to be able to hang in there until we're you know, all ready to go back out and stand around the bar.
So the IRS has had a fairly good turnaround time after these stimulus bills get passed, and checks start going out usually within the week. So it'll be based the same as the previous two on the 2019 tax returns?
What will happen is that these cash payments, these direct checks, will be going out to people right soon. I would expect, and people will start to see those in March. And then the tax provisions will take a little longer to get kind of worked out by the IRS, but people will be able to see and feel that by the summer, I feel.
All right. And a lot of people file their taxes in like the 2021 taxes in 2022. So
yes,
some of that will be
right.
seen and, there too.
And one of the great advantages of this child tax credit is that people will start to see that payment directly rather than having to wait for a credit at the end of the year. So it'll help people make ends meet every month of the year, which will be a big deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a big one. Well, is there, vaccine distribution, you know, there has been some concern that, you know, there's some racial disparity in vaccine access. Does anything in the bill address some of those concerns?
You're right. That is a big concern. And we can see that in Minnesota where people are, you know, black and brown people are getting vaccinated at a much lower rate than white people. And yes, there are provisions to help with that. One, to get those vaccines and those resources directly to those community providers that folks trust. I want to also just mention while we're on the topic that the bill includes some of the biggest support to tribal nations. that we have ever seen in the history of our country in terms of helping tribal nations with their schools, helping them to recover from COVID, and also helping them to with their healthcare system. So this is something that is going to make a big difference to Minnesota's northern bands.
All right. Well, Tina, I think that covers my questions for the American Rescue Plan.
Right.
One of my co-hosts on one of our stations was really wanting to know about if this Sunday, springing forward, will be the last time we ever do it.
Well, you know, I don't want to make any news here, but if it were up to me, it would be the last time. But I don't know. I know. I understand that's pretty controversial. So I don't know.
Right. He heard that question. There was some bipartisan support for the measure, and my car clock has been wrong for about 6 months here. So.
I know. I don't mind falling back in the fall, but I hate to spring forward in the spring. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Senator Smith. We'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
I look forward to it.